Good afternoon. Steady rain is gradually winding down across interior New York and New England as a wave of low pressure along an advancing cold front moves over Cape Cod and toward the Gulf of Maine. The trend will be for an increasing west-northwesterly wind flow and still a few leftover scattered rain and snow showers behind the system as it departs this afternoon. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy and temperatures will hover in the upper 30s and lower 40s or even drop a few more degrees by the end of the day back through the 30s in some spots. Temperatures will continue to drop tonight as skies become partly cloudy region-wide. We still run the risk at a few rain or snow showers in the vicinity of the Great Lakes. However, most everyone should be dry for the overnight period as lows drop back to around 30. High pressure building in will keep it sunny and dry on Tuesday, still a bit brisk and certainly chilly, with highs staying in the middle and upper 30s. Another system will approach during the day on Wednesday. Any sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, and there is the chance of showers in the afternoon and evening, with highs back into the lower to mid-40s. Showers will be likely Wednesday night, and some leftover showers the first part of the day on Thanksgiving. Skies will be mostly cloudy, but mainly dry for the afternoon on Thanksgiving, and it will be mild, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Still in the lower 50s with mostly cloudy skies on Friday as the system will be slow to depart. And right now it looks like generally dry weather for next weekend with high temperatures both days around 50. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, while the East Coast will trend drier for the first half of the week, the pattern will get busier out west as an upper-level trough tracks into the West Coast today. By this evening, the trough will become increasingly amplified and an area of low pressure will develop in the central high plains. As this storm strengthens, precipitation will blossom over the central Rockies and plains, and snow rates will intensify over the Colorado Rockies, and totals of over a foot will be possible across the highest peaks. By tomorrow, the strengthening storm will push a shield of precipitation into the upper Midwest, with light snow accumulations possible north of a stalled front. To the south of that front, in the warm sector of the storm, a potent cold front will surge to the south and east and foster an environment favorable for thunderstorms in the central plains and lower Mississippi Valley. Some of the thunderstorms may be severe by the end of the day. Tuesday also looks unsettled in the Pacific Northwest as yet another storm system escorts a round of coastal rain and mountain snow into the region. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, clouds and showers, then increasing sunshine, early highs in the mid-50s. Boston, showers and possibly a thunderstorm in the upper 50s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower and highs in the lower 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 45 degrees. The average low, 30. The record high, 72, set in 1931. And the record low, 4 in 2018. Sunrise this morning, 6:57 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:26 p.m. 9 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Rain and snow showers gradually winding down this afternoon, skies remaining mostly cloudy with temperatures falling through the 30s. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, any showers coming to an end this afternoon, then windy with partly sunny skies with temperatures dropping through the 40s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks. A few rain and snow showers this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy and windy, with temperatures falling through the 30s. Scattered rain and snow showers tonight in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Showers coming to an end early this afternoon, then windy with partly sunny skies, temperatures falling through the 40s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Showers ending this afternoon, then windy with partly sunny skies, and temperatures falling through the 40s and into the 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny in the upper 30s. A chance of showers on Wednesday afternoon in the lower to mid-40s. The risk of a shower on Thanksgiving morning, then mostly cloudy in the afternoon, lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy, lower 50s on Friday, and partly to mostly cloudy Saturday and Sunday, with highs both days near 50. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.